Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your continued support for the Institute for Conscious Being. Dr. Howell and the team are going to be taking a break here for the next couple months, so you won't be seeing new episodes for a little while. In the meantime, you can always check out the older episodes in your feed. Without further ado, here's Dr. Howell. You're listening to the Real Enneagram Podcast, a spiritual quest brought to you by the Institute for Conscious Being.
Welcome to a meditation. In order to get the most out of this time, going into your deepest self, go ahead and get comfortable in your chair or on the sofa or in a comfortable seating arrangement. And as you let go of all of the cares of the day, center inside yourself. Relax your face, your nose, your ears, your forehead. Let go of your eyes, your eyelids. Let your tongue be loose in your mouth and your jaw unclenched and just hanging. Melt your shoulders so that they relax in a way that they hold no tension. From your shoulders, go down both of your arms, letting go of any tension. Down to each finger and thumb. Relax your neck, and all the way down your back. Relax your rib cage, your chest muscles. Let go of all that may be tense inside your rib cage, all of the organs, let them go. Relax your stomach, your intestines. Relax the pelvis, the groin area, your hips. Let go of the upper part of your legs. Let go of your knees, your calves, and let the warm relaxation go all the way down to your ankles, your feet, the soles of your feet, your toes. With your body totally relaxed, allow your mind to just float. And with your feet touching the earth, you feel the groundedness of that earth. And allow your thoughts now to go from your head as you focus now in your heart. And there's a light in your heart. And as you focus on this heart of yours, you realize that it is the center and core of your being. It is the core of your soul. And as you focus on that heart, allow your body to further relax. And then going on in to your heart, allow yourself to transcend all the day's cares. for all that you have done that you feel shame or guilt over. Go ahead and ask for forgiveness, whether you did it intentionally or even unconsciously. Allow all to be wiped out from the day that would hold inside of you as impressions and complications. Go to your inside of your being and allow yourself to drop into images in your heart of the way you were when you were a very little child, pure and simple, uncomplicated. And moving through the world, whether you were in someone's arms or under your own locomotion, crawling or walking, remember the purity of that way of being. No thoughts of aggression, no thoughts of lying, no thoughts of murder, no thoughts of envy, no thoughts of manipulation. Just pure being, without a personality as such that is slowly developing but hasn't taken hold. Just the pure and simple part of you without the impressions that weigh you down, the incidences and experiences that have caused so much shame and wounding, just the pure being inside you that is the way you started life. And as you focus on that, you realize that this is the essence of who you are. If you peel everything away, that this is what remains as irreducible. This is how you came and how you are essentially. And in claiming that and embracing that, you re-embody that purity, that simplicity. It is who you are. And in your reflection and meditation, you come to understand the absolute beauty of these wonderful attributes and qualities that are yours, that came with you. Curiosity, joy, empathy, deep love, being one with all, being one with nature. Feeling support without asking for it. Trusting that needs would be met. Allowing yourself to be loved and held. And in your own way, giving back love. These are the things that make you in your wholeness. These are the things that we forget because many of them are useless when we are dealing with the onslaught of a demanding and sometimes cruel world. And so we allow this essential aspect of ours, essential being of ours, I should say, to go into hiding. But today we bring her or him into our heart for affirmation. And so as you look at that little being, you say to him or her, I know that you are me. I have not forgotten you. I feel the purity and the simplicity of your true nature. I uphold you in your innocence. I support you as you seek to learn and grow and satisfy your curiosity. I hold you. I embody you now. And protect you. You are my true nature. You are my soul. You are my essence. And without you and with being unconscious of you, I am only the trappings that surround you. I am only the superficial layers of my existence. I am only my personality. I am only my egoic thoughts, strivings, desires, and fears. I see you. I know you. I am you, and I will operate from you. In every circumstance, I will go straight to my heart where you are. And my ego will support you instead of fight you. my ego will transform to promote you and serve you. And I will be whole and wholeness is that of God. O God, you are the goal of all human life. We are yet but slaves to wishes. That are putting bar to our progression. You, O God, are the only power that can take us to that stage. And in the silence and stillness, we are not preoccupied with keeping no thought. We are not fighting our thought. We are merely opening ourselves to the transcendent power, the transcendent message, the transcendent spiritual food that wants to fill us as we are totally receptive now. And as we sit here in this stillness, we understand more so of what consciousness is, how consciousness is light that when is shone upon anything, it heats it, makes it more brilliant, defines it, and it causes it to open and flower. And in the flowering of consciousness, everything that we see, we understand its evolution, its intention, its properties, and its misinterpretations, its imitations. In stillness, we are conscious of our connection to that power that is our source and creator, that still holds us and feeds us. And just remain in this state for the next 10 minutes. And when you return with soft eyes, journal how you feel, what your impressions are, your mood, any realizations, insights.